Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Lies of the occupation revealed to the world. Occupation forces have today resumed their genocidal campaign against Gaza. Warplanes have launched indiscriminate shelling from the skies in preparation of what is expected to be another ground offensive to follow. Hundreds have already been killed, many of them women and children sleeping in tents. After securing nothing but failure and misery in its first campaign under Biden, the occupational entity is now desperate for a different outcome under Trump. But both Trump and the occupational entity are renowned for two things, lies and fantasies. The great anti-Semitism hoax, spectacularly revealed in this country last week, where an alleged wave of anti-Semitic attacks gripped Australia over the last 6 months, including a significant mass casualty event, were revealed to be nothing but lies. Lies that were known to both police and state and federal politicians from the outset. But this did not stop state and federal governments from smearing pro-Palestine voices and introducing far-reaching legislation, clamping down on their right to protest and their right to express their opposition to genocide. Genocidal supporters were relishing in the additional political cover now being afforded to them. So too, with the occupation itself, the resumption of the genocidal attacks against Gaza are purportedly in response to Hamas' refusal to return all hostages. But the conditions of the ceasefire are clear, as is the manner and timing of the return of hostages. What is also clear are the obligations upon the occupational entity in allowing the facilitation of aid and the reopening of strategic corridors to make this possible. What is also clear is the cessation of hostilities to make all this possible, none of which has been fulfilled according to the terms of the ceasefire. As we experienced firsthand in Australia last week, there is no lie. Occupational forces will not invent to justify its genocide in Gaza. The biggest lie of them all is the claim to victimhood, as if an occupier has a right to kill those under its occupation, but its victims, we are told, have no right to self-defense. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Australia.